Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You, I'm distancing myself and doing my part with the Tigers to help flatten the curve with this coronavirus. Staying in, working at home, and practicing social distancing. As soon as we get word, we'll be back out on the field, training, recruiting, and getting our students back at the University of Memphis. Do your part, Memphis, and thanks for supporting the Tigers. Please find more information online.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right, you roll with Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN, welcome to your last day of March. Yes, it is. We're putting a bow on it on this March, Tuesday, March 31st. And my man John Martin joins me. There's plenty to talk about today. We got plenty of sports news. We've been talking about this, you know. How are we going to get through COVID-19? Where's the sports news? Well, there's plenty of it today. As a matter of fact, I'm sure many of you have seen NFL owners are voting today. It's business as usual in the NFL. They're voting today on making it a 14-team playoff. That's happening. McShay, Todd, has got four quarterbacks going in his top 10. We'll get to that. And John Martin, who joins me from behind the glass as we continue to social distance. Michael Jordan is going to save us all again.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it sooner than we thought.
Well,
how
yes.
are you, John?
It's been a long year, man. It's been a long month of March, which has actually been a year of March. March has been a long year. And I'm looking forward to putting this year behind
Brighten
us.
Brighten up, buttercup.
So many reasons. So many reasons to be optimistic and hopeful about the future, aren't there?
Somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, this show would be a real downer.
Well, we're
I can hear it in your voice.
We're switching roles today. You know, the last couple weeks, I've kind of been the hero of hope.
Yeah, white Black Panther of hope. What happened to that?
Well, you know what? Sometimes he has to take off the mask. You know, sometimes the White Panther has to take off the mask and let somebody else handle it for a day.
You're done doing that for the world.
Well,
after listening to EP yesterday and what you had done for us for 2 weeks, you're done, huh? You're going to let somebody else carry the mantle.
Carry the hope. Do you feel like you're... You can do this thing, man.
I can get us through the next 3 hours. I hope. I don't know. You are a heavy burden sometimes when you are in your rut of a roller coaster. What is this?
Well, this is
At
your
least
song.
Play Glory.
This is your song, man. Yeah, listen. It's a it's a roller coaster. And I'd say right now, we are a wee on the way down. We're on the way down right now.
How are you going to do this on the last day of March? Don't you know we got a whole April in front of us?
I think we can do April. I think we can make it through April if we just can make it through today. I think we can.
Well, if I do nothing else, I'm going to help you get through today, John, because that's what brothers do.
Well, thank you, man. It's really been a blessing to be able to do this with
you. Lord knows you got enough guests today.
Yes, we do have a lot of guests today on the show. At 11:25, we are going to be joined by
old friend Michael Eaves.
That's exactly right. We're going to be joined by Michael.
I can tell you, you loved his time here.
I wanted you to step in there. You know, we were a team. Michael Eaves is going to join us at 11:25. Clay Travis is going to join us.
Oh boy.
At 12:25. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Brett McMurphy, who had a very interesting piece. He polled athletic directors around college football. And he kind of asked them, hey, do you think there's going to be football? What's your confidence level?
Is it the results of that poll that's got you down today?
In some ways.
Indirectly?
In some ways. And so we'll talk to Brett McMurphy about all that. At 1 o'clock, and then at 1:25, Van Lathan is going to join us. We'll talk to Van about his thoughts on everything and sports and Shaq's under fire for what?
Appearing in Tiger King.
Oh, okay. Yes, he is in Tiger King. Yeah. So we'll get into all that with Van Lathan from The Ringer at 1:25. So that is the show today. But Jason, I got to tell you, man, I was doing a little bit of research for a project I was working on last night, and I stumbled across this fantastic paper. It was like an essay from Ole Miss, as a matter of fact, a Southern Studies class at Ole Miss. I don't know how old it is. I don't know when exactly it was from, but it was about the 1973 Memphis State basketball team.
And, okay.
You know, obviously we know sort of what the social impact of that team was. I mean, you know, Larry Finch and Ronnie Robinson were, you know, both black basketball players who stayed home to go to Memphis State at a time when that just simply did not happen. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways really paved the way for the future success of the program. And I think that's what the paper that I was reading focused on, is just that team, what it meant to the community, and everything like that. There was a great anecdote in the piece. The game where they beat Providence in 73 to advance to the championship game, Isaac Hayes is in a full-length fur coat in the locker room posing for pictures.
Mm.
If that's not the most Memphis thing you have ever heard, I mean, there's no more Memphis scene than that. Black Moses was in there, arms draped around.
Love it.
Larry Finch and Ronnie Robinson, and they're all taking pictures. It was great, but I stumbled upon this quote from Ronnie Robinson, and we are in scary ass times. None of us have ever lived through a pandemic, right? And anybody listening to this right now has never lived through a pandemic, and wars and things like that. It is a scary ass time. And it's an uncertain time, and I think that's totally normal. I think it's totally natural to go through sort of waves of angst and doubt,
and always be Mr. Optimistic all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think it's the human condition, right?
Like my guy Mike from Memphis was a couple of days ago feeling it.
You had to pick him up
when folks are down, and that's what we're all here for,
yeah.
Right? But to the point you make, no, it's not. It's okay to have those ruts and be up and down.
Yeah.
Because we're all going through it.
And
so understood.
And I saw this quote from Ronnie Robinson late last night, and I wanted to tweet it because it put it in such great perspective when you think about sort of what we are dealing with. You know, again, things that we have never dealt with, in our lives. And this is what Ronnie Robinson said in 1973. There might be another war like Vietnam, and I might have to go to it. But whatever becomes of me, I want you to know that I am never going to forget what has happened to me at Memphis State. Never again could anything be so great. And that's, I mean, that almost makes you emotional when you think about that time in the world. I can't imagine that hanging. You know, this quote happened after senior night. It happened on senior night. They're celebrating a huge win and you know, Ronnie and Larry and all those, and he's thinking about, well, I might have to go to war. You know, we might get drafted. We might have to go, you know, and then that, and that's not even close to what we're dealing with right now. You know, and this right now is inconvenient. And people are dying, and you don't want to make light of that. But it's not like being drafted and going into a war. And it just puts it in perspective. It put it in perspective for me last night. And also, I mean, it just goes to show you how, you know, how much that time meant to, you know, those players.
What I know is that I wasn't mature enough at that age to have things in perspective like Ronnie Robinson did. You read that now and still stands up.
Yep.
In the sense that, man, think about the fear that you must have had at that time as a young man. To in the back of your head, hell, it had been in the forefront of mine every day, the fear that I could be drafted and fight in some war that, quite frankly, I'd have to ask myself every day, what in the heck are they taking Jason Smith over there for? That's the, you know, can't do, you know, wouldn't bust a fruit fly, as they say. You know, it wouldn't hurt a fruit fly in a fight. That's my point. Where you guys, that kind of fear be rooted in. And there's a guy who's thinking about, you know what, I may not have much life left because I may end up in Vietnam where I could die, and yet I will always cherish this time because it feels like some of the greatest moments in my life. I mean, to have that kind of perspective at that kind of age, I wouldn't have, because I'd have been quaking in my boots. And to apply that to now, yes, it's scary. It's really scary in the sense that this is it's an invisible enemy. We compared it to war the other day in the sense that some of us, I think, can get in, we can start to feel maybe overly secure because we see the numbers, they're relatively low. You compare it to New York and other hotspots, and you say, you know what, that's not going to get to me, much like a war. When they're fighting in Vietnam and you're back home in Memphis, Tennessee, and you can go to the store and do what you regularly want, right, you feel a sense of security. And that's part of the reason why we thank God, right, those folks that are on the front lines and giving us that freedom. But I feel the same way here in the sense that it's this invisible enemy that you can't see. You can have this false sense of security that you're okay, but it can take you out. And take it all the way back to 73. You know, Ronnie Robinson, at a time when, I mean, you questioned where we were going as a, you know, some of us questioned where we were going as a country, the fact that we were in that war.
Yep.
You know, what are we doing, sending our young men, what are we doing fighting that war, sending them over there? Here's a time where we still got questions ahead of us, right? And maybe we can pull some of that perspective that Ronnie had then about what was ahead of him and apply it to now. This, you know, Vietnam, we didn't know how long it was going to go on. Went on for years and years.
Yep.
This is something we're hoping to have licked in a couple, in a couple of months. Maybe it's longer than that. Maybe it goes on a year. But what we're talking about is the return of sports. Thank God what we're not talking about is being drafted into a war. You understand what I'm saying? We have our own war to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God we're not facing what those young men were facing in 73 when it comes to the draft and things like that. And hopefully, right, with what they had, we can apply some of that same perspective to what we've got ahead of us. So, again, if the NBA doesn't come back, I know it's going to kill Mark Cuban's pocket. It's going to kill Paris' pocket. It's going to take, more importantly, it's going to take jobs away from folks. Like, are these owners and players really going to be able to take care of the folks that, you know, aren't making millions, the folks that have to work these games, the ushers, all that? Are they really going to be able to do that? My whole point is if we can apply that, some of that perspective to now, we can get through this. Rather, so when we're in those ruts, John, like we talked about, hey man, how are we gonna get? You know, are we gonna have jobs when we come out of this thing? You know, a lot of us don't already. Apply that to now, and hopefully it gets us through the next 6 weeks to 8 weeks or whatever it's gonna be. You know, this worry that hey, sports might not come back. Well, you know, if it doesn't, we'll still have our lives and we'll still be okay. And at some point, they're all going to come back. So again. I love the quote that you put out last. It made me stop in my tracks yesterday because I thought, you know, Ronnie Robinson had it right at a time I wouldn't have had it together like him. I'd have been scared to death,
man.
And I appreciated you finding that and putting it out there because I think we could all draw from it.
Yeah, it's I wish I had the exact link, but it's Southern Studies Ole Miss about that 73 team, and it's obviously fantastic, and I think for, you know, a lot of us. You know, who are listening right now, you grew up on that 73 team. It'll be a great stroll down memory lane for you. You mentioned getting through to the other side. We did get a bit of good news today on how we're going to be able to do that. And it was from ESPN. ESPN announced this morning that previously scheduled to air in June, which is 3 entire months from now, which in these day and times feels probably more like 3 decades.
Yes.
They have made the decision. They have done the necessary editing. They have made it happen. The Last Dance, which is the 10-part docuseries about Michael Jordan, will not air in June. It will actually air in 2.5 weeks. April 19th is when it will debut.
A few days before the NFL draft.
Yeah,
well,
so
we'll really be rolling at that point, that it feels like, compared to what we've got right now.
I mean, you are the stan of all Michael Jordan stans. Is there really anything that you don't know about MJ?
Well, what I didn't realize that they had this behind the scenes camera with them in those last days. And look, I read the Jordan rules from Sam Smith, followed Michael's career pretty closely, and I feel like I got a pretty good handle on his career, and frustration simmered around all this. Like, it wasn't, much like Golden State, when we hear the stories from Steve Kerr that, hey, man, it's not as beautiful behind the scenes as it looks on the outside, right? We've got our in-house fights and all that. You knew that was going on behind the scenes with the Bulls.
Yep.
But what we didn't get to see was it. I mean, keep in mind, it wasn't a social media time like it is now, where every single thing gets blown up. You understand what I'm saying? You could have a camera behind the scenes and not see that footage, possibly for years and years later. Like, you do that now, that footage is going to leak, right? Somebody's going to put it out on social media, whether they're trying to, whether they want to or not. And so, to look back on that, the idea that they've got this camera behind the scenes toward the end there, when things must have been, to continue to win at the level they did, the pressure cooker was always up, and I imagine that pressure put pressure on relationships and how guys felt about each other. And so, seeing that, the idea that we'll see some of that stuff all these years later, I am intrigued by some of the footage I saw, because it was new footage. Had a camera the entire season with him, apparently, that last year. I'm looking forward to seeing it, man, because, again, we need it. We'd ask Maria Taylor and everybody we'd had on from ESPN and ABC in the last couple of weeks, hey, put in a good word for us. The country needed this. It wasn't, there was no question about it, and ESPN is smart to do it, because there's frankly nothing else on that will be nearly as intriguing as this will be.
So 2 1-hour episodes are going to air each Sunday between April 19th and May 17th. So every Sunday you're going to have something to watch. If that's what you're into, right? If you want to sit down and watch, I mean, I guess, again, we have literally nothing else to do, so we're probably going to watch it. And so that is good news. I do worry. I have a bit of a worry. And listen, I mean, everybody's in this thing. Adam Silver's in this. Kobe's in this, RIP. Barack Obama,
Scottie Pippen. My man Ahmad Rashad looked like he's in this thing.
Carmen Electra is in it for some reason. Timberlake's in it for some reason.
I guess because she dated Dennis Rodman. I was trying to figure out the Electra thing. What, the JT thing? What's that about?
Yeah, I think they just wanted to
He buys Jordans and he's rich.
They just wanted to get...
Probably has met him.
I think it really was. They just wanted to... They could get him in the documentary.
Well, who's not going to want to be
right.
in it? Right, exactly.
They just wanted to get him in.
Appreciate your contributions, JT.
My worry is, and I'm sure it will be great because there's some... these interviews are going to be fantastic. But I do worry, because you mentioned it to start the show, man. You said the documentary and Michael Jordan are here to save the world. There are going to be high expectations for this thing. Everybody's going to hope. And I mean, we are talking it up, right? Because there's such a drought right now of actual things, new things to watch. We are talking this thing up, hyping it up. And, what if it's just okay?
There's no way it's just okay of the subject matter. John, if Tiger King can dominate this country right now.
Tiger King was something
we've
never...
Do you understand a 10-part... We will have never seen this behind-the-scenes footage already. Some of it that they've shown, it seems unfamiliar. We haven't seen. We know is new. And so, yes, John, if Tiger King can take our attention, imagine the job. And my understanding is this thing wasn't quite finished. So hopefully the editing still remains high quality, right? They didn't rush it to a point that you kill some of the quality. I doubt they will, because again, this is a Disney production, quite frankly. ESPN, but yes, Disney production that would be ABC worthy, that they could show on a Sunday night. This will be high level stuff that you won't be able to take your eyes off first because of the subject matter. John, no one pulled us in more, whether you loved him or you hated him, than Michael Jordan. and those Bulls teams. Again, it was either you were with them or you were rooting hard for them to lose in one of these finals. But everybody was invested. The entire country felt invested. You couldn't go anywhere where back then where you weren't talking about the finals. And so it's still that same guy, and it's still that same team. And all of us that grew up with it, we're going to be intrigued to get pulled in. The folks that we've been telling all these years younger than us that, oh, this was the man. Like you talk about Kobe and LeBron, this is who you need to see. We're going to be telling them, hey, come to your television and get educated, and we'll all be intrigued. Again, they're not – this is the same company that does these great 30 for 30s. There's no way really you can mess this up because of the subject matter, I would imagine, and this high-level, elite-level footage that you've got to work with that nobody's ever seen. Like, it's going to be hard to mess this up. It's a 10-part series, and we're going to be, you know, every word that comes out of Mike's mouth, most of us will be hanging on.
So let me ask you this. Will this be really CJ's first introduction to MJ? I mean, are you going to sit him down and – and I don't not make him watch, but I mean, will you encourage him to sit down and watch?
Real talk, yes, yes, he will watch. Not because I'm making him do it,
right?
But real talk, this is why. I was this old guy that was hey, stop doing it. I grew out of it. But this is why, and I'm sure it goes. It's not just this game, but 2K20 is cool because Chris can play with old Michael Jordan, right? It's literally got the same. Johnny got the same actions, everything. He can play with old Kobe. And my point, this won't be a brand new introduction for him because he's had the on 2K20. You can play with the great. You can pull Penny out, and Penny is playing like Penny. That's the crazy thing. So these guys get an education. They get an introduction, more importantly, to who these guys were as players on the game. And so it will be easier to draw him in because Chris has already played with Michael Jordan and asked because of 2K20 in these games these days. And that's a six-year-old kid these days. And so, yes, it will be sort of the education part. He's at the introduction to Mike. Hey, man, look at the way this dude finishes. CJ, this is the greatest player. Your dad grew up with him, cheering for him. He won six titles, never lost in the finals. Well, now he'll be more drawn to this documentary because he's already, and most of these kids, I imagine, have already, you know, sort of been introduced to him, to Penny, to Kobe, because of these games they're playing these days, man. It is crazy, man.
That is true.
No, it's the truest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's crazy how real these games have got. Again, when I was growing up, dude, you'd have stick men out there playing. It's double dribble. Dude, you know what I'm saying? Guys shooting, the motion was just the ball leaving the stick man.
Yep.
And these, it's shooting like the fadeaway is like Mike. Like the passes are like Mike. They've designed these things to mimic, and not just mimic, they're almost identical to the players. And so the crazy thing is my kid's already got it, 6 years old. He knows a little something about Mike other than the shoes that, you know, you would know already because they're still out there. He knows a little bit how Mike played, and he knows a little bit how Penny played. And the other day we're talking about he got introduced to AI. Who's this Allen Iverson guy that's so good and can finish? He's getting in the lane. He's short, Dad, but he's finishing. And that's the great part about the educational part about these video games. It's really cool.
Yeah, and so
especially while we're all cooped up.
I'm excited about the documentary. I think it'll help us sort of pass the time, and it'll probably. I mean, listen, if it takes us to May 17th, I mean, it's going to come really close to getting us pretty much all the way through. We hope, you know, getting us all the way through this thing and through the other side. Because you know, I think our hope is that by June. You know, we're talking about live sports returning.
Yeah, but in between this and between the NFL draft, which will be the 23rd through the 25th of April, you know, you've got a couple different things to really, hopefully, that you'll be able to sink your teeth into. And, yeah, man, getting us through this month and, as John said, on into May. We're going to do it one day at a time, but you got to keep looking ahead. And as you said last week, John, you know, giving yourself something positive to look forward to. I feel so much better not doing this in June, and now we can look forward to this 10-part docuseries and in April. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. All right. We will talk about it a little bit with Michael Eaves when we come back. We'll talk to him about the documentary, how he's hanging in there from ESPN. Lots to get to when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Can I just tell you before I do this, by the way, how much I appreciate being able to do this show. And you folks listening, I like to think that, I mean, we're a quote-unquote essential. I've never felt that this show is more a part of the community than I have these last couple weeks, both with the guests that we have and then when y'all call in.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 50. 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. There's a typo, a fixed rate guaranteed, and no penalties if you withdraw your balance early?
That's right, no penalties.
Really?
Take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early, and you keep the interest you earned. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices, and Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply, and right now get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mike Leaves, you can catch him on SportsCenter, anchor for ESPN. Worked here in town once upon a time. And he joins us now. Hey, Michael, how are you, man? Appreciate the time.
I'm doing all right, man. I'm bored at the house just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a time for self-reflection in a way. You know, but it's a lot of self-reflection, though. Probably too much.
It's self-reflection and a lot of visits to the refrigerator, bro. Everybody's getting fat for the summer, I feel like.
That's happening. I got dents all up in my stomach. Starting to look like cottage cheese. It's real nasty. What are you binging on, Michael? Anything you watching? You doing the Netflix? You doing Tiger King?
Yeah, I just finished the Tiger King yesterday, and that was some of the craziest stuff I've ever consumed in my life. I watched The Mandalorian on Disney+, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I went back and watched that. a couple documentaries, man. I just been into it. And what happens is because, you know, I work nights and weekends, right? And that's mm-hmm. when sports are played. And there's so much television that I simply don't get into because I'm usually at work and I'm watching a live sport event or three or four at a time typically. So a lot of the shows that people get into, I'm always behind or I never get into. But this period right here has given me that opportunity to go back. And, yeah, I've just been consuming stuff left and right.
Who did you find yourself most drawn to, most intrigued by on Tiger King? Which of those cast of characters?
Oh, it's Carol. There's no question.
Basket.
I mean, she is, mm-hmm. without question, she's as crazy as everybody else. But the way she, the way you get her craziness is different than you get it from, like, Joe and Doc and all those other people. Like, those are so much more outwardly, where hers is like, yo, that lady looks like she's evil on the inside. You know what I'm saying? But she puts on this nice facade of pleasantry and all you cool cats and kittens, all that trash, man. Like, that lady, she definitely killed her husband. I don't care what nobody says.
You could tell, by the way, she's got the new husband on the leash. Did you see that picture where the husband's on the leash?
Like, she runs everything. And she's just out there on her bicycle, like, rolling over her husband's bones, ground up in the gravel. Like life is going on, man. Like, that woman is crazy. Yeah.
Is there anybody in the documentary, Michael, who you think might be misunderstood? Or is everybody pretty much understood correctly?
No, I think everyone, I think they were portrayed accurately. And I'll say this because I know that Doc has come out and said some things, and Carol Baskin did as well, talking about how they were portrayed. That tells you right there that they were portrayed accurately. Because those people love attention, even though, you know, they go about it different ways, but they all love attention. That's the one thing that was the commonality between all of them, between Joe, Doc, and Carol. They love the attention. They just go about getting it differently. But the way they constructed the documentary, they would always have someone say something about somebody and then go to the other side to get their take on it. I mean, that is how you do documentaries. That's almost how you do journalism, right?
Yep.
And so if you got both perspectives, how was anyone portrayed outside of who they really were, right? You gave your side, someone else gave their side, and the people who are watching it get to come up with their own judgment, and I think everyone was pretty much spot on.
Yep.
Yeah, we're talking to Michael Eaves, Sports Center anchor over at ESPN, and we got some great news today, Michael, as I'm sure you've known about. We got some great news on the Last Dance and the Michael Jordan documentary that is being moved up considerably. How badly do we need this? I mean, we don't have live sports, we don't have live events really. Like, we don't really have anything live. So how badly do we need sort of new content, especially about, you know, one of the greatest athletes that's ever played any game?
Oh, we're starving for it. There's no question about that. And I think a lot of us, especially the sports fans and people who work in the industry, are fully understanding just how much sports content we consumed on a regular basis, to where now that we don't have it, we feel like we are starving for it. And there's no question that we are. I mean, this thing, from everyone that I've talked to who's worked on it, they keep telling me it is so good that it's kind of hard to keep it as long as they did. But they were doing it, obviously, from a programming standpoint for us, because we had all this NBA content, get through the NBA Finals, and then boom, you drop it. But now, because we have no NBA, we don't know when it's going to be, moving it up was clearly the right idea. I know a lot of people thought they put pressure on ESPN on Twitter doing it. No, man, we was trying to move it up the entire time once we knew we didn't have all those live games. But there's so many things involved in it, it took time to be able to get it out there. The thing is done. It wasn't like it had to be finished. It was about, you know, platforms and sponsors and all that kind of stuff coming on board to be able to make it happen. But this thing will probably break records from a rating standpoint because, A, we're all at home, right, especially at night now. We're not going out being social with restaurants and things of that nature, so we're all at home. And it's something from a sports fan standpoint that everyone is interested in because everyone has an opinion about Michael Jordan, either good or bad, and the influence that he's had on the sport and the culture. Oh, we're going to be starving for it, and the ratings could be through the roof.
No question about that. I got to ask you, how y'all coping with this up in Bristol? Like, what's the campus like? A place that employs so many, like the cafeteria, is that everything shut down up there? Have they told you all, hey, you must stay home and do this from there?
Yeah, like we've got, you know, because in our state, you know, Connecticut is so close to New York, and so because of that, we are under the shelter at home guidelines, and we've been that way probably as long as any other state's out there. On a daily basis in our campus in Bristol, he's probably got 3,000 people that come on campus through the course of a 24-hour period. And I bet it's less than maybe 200, 300 people now.
Wow.
Maybe less than that, quite honestly. And what we're doing on SportsCenter, we're doing shifts of what we call show groups. So you got your anchors, your producer, coordinator, producer, graphic person, director, technical director. So you could probably do a bare-bones sports center with maybe 10, maybe 12 people or so, max. I mean, minimum. And so we're running those people in shifts. So Scott Van Pelt will do, because I work in a late-night sports center, so the daytimes are different, but we're all doing show groups. Mm-hmm. So Scott is doing like four nights a week at night, and that's the only nighttime sports center. And then another show group will come in and do the other three nights of the week, and they just rotate. And so my last time was, what, almost 2 weekends ago, and I'm not scheduled to be on again until April 10th or 11th, something like that, just because by the time we get to our rotation, it's going to be like 2 weeks to have everyone still on the air, right? Because we still have anchors and we want to keep them, you know, regularly going through the rotation, but it takes a while to get through that rotation. So that's why I haven't been on TV in a while.
What's sort of the most difficult part of it for you personally, Mike? I mean, is it just the lack of live sports? Is it the routine that's being all kinds of thrown off? I mean, what have you found to be the most difficult part of this new normal that we're living in?
If you are trying to adhere to these social distancing guidelines, which my wife and I have been, because we want this thing to be over as soon as possible, and the more we stay away from other people, the quicker that will happen, it's not being able to do the things you normally do when you want to do them, like going to the gym, going to certain restaurants, and going to the mall. Like, I haven't even been to the golf course. I know people have been able to go out and play golf and do the social distancing. I'm just not doing it. I'm just trying to stay away from as many people as possible. And that's been the hard part. It's, you know, it's almost, I would never compare it to jail because that's a wholly different type of confinement. But it feels like you don't have control of your life right now because you're being told to stay home.
Obviously, we know there's a race globally to find a vaccine, to be the first to you know, the first nation or the first, you know, whatever it may be, to find the vaccine and mass distribute it. In the same vein, do you believe there is a race to be the first thing that comes back in America, whether that's baseball, whether that's basketball, whether that's golf? Do you think there is a similar race to get people feeling like they need to be excited again? Do you think that leagues are racing to beat each other to be the first thing back?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, Dana White in the UFC is going to win that hands down, just mm-hmm. because he didn't want to shut down to begin with. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so adamant that his fights were going to continue, that he was still scheduling events, looking for venues, moving events around with certain states, drop guidelines, and the only thing that stopped him was from all the states saying, you can't do it. But as soon as he's able to do it again, best believe he's going to have an event in the Octagon, on television somewhere, because he's just been so adamant about keeping it going. So if that's the case, he's going to win. I don't know, outside of Dana White and his ego, that you have other sports leagues wanting to do that. Now, let's remember, these leagues and these teams are businesses. We enjoy them from an entertainment standpoint, and we play these sports as kids growing up. But they don't need it to make money. And the longer they are away, I do believe will be greater pressure placed upon them, either internally or externally, to return, to be able to get some returns on their investments. And that is a little bit of my concern, is that the longer this thing lasts, the more likelihood that someone's going to be put in a precarious situation to have to choose between money and health, mm-hmm. right? That's already happening right now in so many aspects of our society, and I'd hate to see sports be involved in that and ramp up that pressure to do so. But again, the longer we are out, the more likely that's going to happen. That's why people just need to stay home, man. I mean, just stay home. You can do it, y'all. Like, we can really do it if y'all just stay home. Like, people going to church, and I not get it. But you know what? There's also Bedside Baptist, y'all. Like, you can have some church service and not have to go to church physically. But people just enjoy being around. They don't like being told what to do. But it's only making this thing last longer than it needs to.
Are enough people doing it up in – I imagine, Eves, because you guys have been under that order longer, because you're closer to New York, right, more folks aren't – they're paying attention and doing what you're doing. Man, you should have seen Memphis this weekend and Shelby Farms. See, we've only – you know, you've only tested about 4,300 folks down here. And right now the cases mm-hmm. are in the hundreds. And so, you know, this weekend, you know how Shelby Farms is when Memphis folks – I mean, we were in the 80s, and that place was packed. Are those scenes done up in places like Connecticut where you'll even – you know, they're telling themselves, hey, I'm social distancing, but you got a park full of folks. Like, that's stopped up there for the most part, right?
Yeah, well, it did, but there were certain recreational areas similar to like a Shelby Farms area where people want, because you've been told you can go outside, right? And so you try to get some exercise, but you end up going to the same places.
Everybody's
so
at the same
hard
spot.
To social distance, right. Or what I keep trying to say physical distance, because it's really about staying 6 to 10 feet away from people. It's harder to do that if more and more people go to the same spot, right? That's really the essence of congregation. The more people, the closer you get. And so they're about to close a lot of these parks and recreational facilities in Connecticut for that reason. Like, they want you to go outside and, you know, and maybe walk around your neighborhood, things of that nature. But if you end up going to the same places, the same parks, the same trails, basketball courts, they had to take the rims off of goals, which, why would you go play basketball when you cannot literally play a game of basketball without touching someone?
No question.
But all those things are being taken away just because people just aren't adhering to the guidelines.
What was the most fun you had covering sports in Memphis? I've always wanted to ask you that. It may have, but we'd love to hear it is. I mean, you see everything now, you know, and you're on location, some of the best spots. But in terms of your time in Memphis, what was some of the most fun you had?
Oh, easily the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight weekend.
Uh-huh. Rumble on the River.
That was such a large moment in sports history. And the fact that Tennessee was the only state willing to give them the license to fight. Because if you remember, they were set to fight, I believe it was in, might have been New York or Vegas, wherever the hell, but they had the press conference in New York, and that's when Tyson went nuts and they had to fight at that press conference. And so the only reason that thing ended up in Memphis was because New York revoked the license, right? And so it came there, and then, like, all of America came to Memphis for that fight in terms of sports media, but also celebrities. I mean, that's when I met Denzel Washington for the first time that weekend. I almost got into a fight with Wesley Snipes at Isaac Hayes restaurant downtown. So, like, all that happened in the weekend, and then you go to the fight, and you had all that tension, because if you remember, those dudes were never in the same place at the same time. They had separate press conferences there in Memphis. There was security lining the ring, and when Mike Tyson came out to DMX, there's a whole pyramid with nuts. Dude, this is the greatest moments in my career, just from a fan perspective, but also working that event. And I tell people all the time, like, one of the greatest moments of my life was when greatest sports moments of my life was that Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight.
Man, Les Smith almost got in a fight in Isaac Hayes for hitting on another man's woman. How did you and Wesley Snipes almost get to fight? And you have got to tell us that story.
It's so funny, man. This happened so long ago, and I feel like I've told this story about four or five times in the last couple of months, for whatever reason. If you guys are old enough to remember and lived in that area back then, Isaac Hayes restaurant downtown was the spot.
Yes, sir.
I mean, let alone when that weekend came with everyone else coming there. That's where I hung out, like, on the regular. So I knew the staff and other people who worked there. And I was there hanging out with one of my boys from Lexington. And the manager of the hotel, the restaurant at the time, I can't remember his name, was around. Hey, man, good to see you, blah, blah, blah. I want you to meet my boy, Wesley. I want you to meet Wesley.
Okay.
Right? He just said Wesley. I didn't know who it was. Could have been his boy or whatever. I turn around, and it's Wesley Snipes. And he says, hey, Wesley, this is Michael Leeds. He's one of our local sportscasters, for Grizzlies, And I extend my hand to shake his hand, and Wesley looks at my hand, looks me up and down, and then turns away without saying a word.
What?
Okay. Yeah, and that to me was just like the ultimate disrespect, because I didn't ask to be introduced to him.
Right. Right? I got you on that one. You weren't coming at him, and you weren't thirsty. This was it. Right. You're getting introduced.
And
that's
so
disrespectful.
In that moment, I said something to him with a certain expletive that I can't say on radio. I said, I didn't ask to be introduced to you. Well, the word I used is also very disrespectful. I was returning the same disrespect he gave me. And so he had a couple boys with him.
Wow.
And so now they stand up, and I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. We're like, if someone says anything or does anything physically in the next 2 or 3 seconds, there's going to be a fight.
Wow.
And the guy from the restaurant at the time recognized it pretty quickly, and he kind of interceded. He's like, oh, man, no, it's all good, man. And he kind of shut it down. But I was literally 2 seconds away from throwing hands with Wesley Snipes.
So when he got into that tax trouble, you were like, yeah, man.
Hey, man, it's karma, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, he may be a good dude. I mean, I don't know him, but I just had that one run-in with him. And I wouldn't say from that one thing that he's a bad person. I would not say that. But I would say he's short.
No, I feel you, and I feel you on the shortness, and I feel you on the disrespect, man. He didn't have to do that. That sounded like he tried to big time you. I think most of us would have
felt the way. Yeah, he was a big time celebrity at the time, and I was a fan of his movies. But you know, that wasn't a movie. This wasn't Blade, bro. Like, I'm from the country. Like, this ain't no scripted movie where where like all the punches and kicks are scripted. This is going to be a different type of outcome.
Same blade, fool.
No, hey, Mike, man, great stuff.
Man, thank you for this.
Appreciate the time as always.
All right, man, you guys be good.
Stay safe, brother.
He is Michael Eaves, SportsCenter anchor. How about that? Almost got into
Isaac Hayes story. We just
almost got into it with Wesley Snipes.
Yes,
that's that's interesting. But would you
fun times at Isaac? You did Isaac Hayes' restaurant, man. Fun times.
Would you be offended if Wesley Snipes big times you, or would you just let it roll? Because Michael was very offended. He took issue.
The one thing Michael has going for him that I do not
mm-hmm.
was like he's like 6'3", 6'4", got the body of a Greek god.
Yep.
See, I don't have that. I'd be down more in Wesley, and you know, I don't know, man. Mike could be ready for the fight. I don't know if old Smooth would have been ready for it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That said, I'd have felt that disrespect.
You'd have felt it. You know, you'd have felt it. But
yeah, he probably would have just big timed me. That, but Michael's a bigger dude.
Yeah. Anyway, appreciate
that blade me.
Appreciate Michael for joining us on the show today. We're gonna be joined by Clay Travis at 12:25. Also, sports are back, and I'll tell you exactly how when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Stop waiting and start off-road living in a Can-Am today. The Spring Fever event is now on at Olive Branch Motorsports. Take on every task, trail, and terrain in a Can-Am off-road vehicle that will easily handle anything that comes your way. And for a limited time, get up to $2,500 off on select 2019 models, making it easier than ever to go out and play. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC. Ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring brake deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or MaxLife motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
No, it's my
Jason
time.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. Time. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Score like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that phone in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text.
Saw this yesterday from Chris Haynes. Sports are back, ladies and gentlemen. Sports are back, kind of, sort of, in a way, maybe, depending on how you feel about
what you talking about, Willis?
Video games. According to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, the NBA is planning a players-only NBA 2K tournament that is expected to feature some of the league's sharpest video gamers, including Kevin Durant, and it will be broadcast on ESPN. So you're going to have this on ESPN. They want to launch it on Friday. It's a 16-player tournament. It lasts 10 days. Everything that you notice how they're stretching everything out, like for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. The Jordan documentary is going to take, you know, a whole month.
It's a way to do it.
You know, this is going to take 10 days.
We're hunkering down, John.
I mean, are we really going to, like, care for that long? Are we really, I mean, 10 days, that's like the NCAA tournament, bro. Like, are we really going to be locked in like that?
I imagine those 16 and unders here are going to lock in. No?
Okay.
Like, you got all of them. No?
They're
already looking for something to watch anyway. You know, I mean, they're not going to be all up in this. Like, where they'll start to lose people is the dads who are done with games, the moms who don't play games. Like, no, maybe you don't care, but I bet you even some of those, the fringe fan that has nothing else to watch that may even see, you know, oh, and it's some old man that says, those players, oh, wow, that's impressive, those graphics. Like, it'll pull enough of them in maybe. That'll be, because you'll have all the kids watching and a few of the adults, it will be a success.
Well, maybe. I'm
interested in who are, like, the best players. That's what I'm interested in. Who are the best gamers in the NBA?
Who is it? Well, I mean, obviously,
KD has had a lot of time.
Can you be the best in both? You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking that if you're one of the best in the NBA, well, you got to put a ton of time into your craft. What you wouldn't have was enough time to put into being the best at 2K20. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't have time to be the best in both. So I would be curious to see the crossover there, to see to like lay him against it and see how many cold guys, right, could be cold too at the game. Because I'm not sure you have enough time to be elite at both. You understand what I'm saying? I would think it's a bunch of bench riders, right, or a bunch of guys that have been out on injury, KD, that have got time to be awesome at that. And even with KD, you're going to spend so much time trying to rehab and all that stuff. Do you have the time? So I'll be interested to see who's playing.
Yeah, because
you can't just put some scrubs out there. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about, you know, some 15th guy on a team and what, how well he's playing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that is the struggle, right? I mean,
like Garrett Temple, I don't care about you and your squad.
Yeah, you don't want to watch him.
Like, I'm just not in. With all due respect,
right?
If it's gonna be, I need to be a star. Like, I'm gonna care more about LeBron or Steph. And again, are those guys good? Have they had enough time? Do they play it enough that they're actually good at this? Good enough to last in the tournament? So I'm interested to see kind of the overlap there. Who's good? Who's good in both? Because those are the folks that are gonna draw the most people in.
Well, I mean, I think
that makes sense, right?
Like, yeah. You're exactly right. In order for this to really be a talker, in order for this to really actually keep people interested, you're exactly right. Like, it can't even be. Like, I don't even think Boogie Cousins is going to be enough anymore.
Yeah, see, that one's a little shaky because he's falling off, in terms of his star level, his star power, like, in terms of his draw that he is.
You know, like, you really need stars to be in this, not only be in it, but also, like, advance. And, I mean, I'm assuming Garrett Temple's not going to be allowed in.
Tony Allen, probably a great watch when he's playing, what he's going to say, but is he good enough to advance?
Does he have the star power?
That you're going to stick in it. So, again, I'm interested in the overlap. Who's good enough to draw us in, because they're great NBA players, we like them anyway, but then good enough to stay in this thing and keep it going, and you're going to draw me in that way. That's
okay, so like
I would suspect, like, Dame Lillard, because he's good at everything he does,
yeah,
he's probably going to be a guy like that that's good in this.
Donovan Mitchell is going to be in it.
See, I could see that. The young guy.
Yeah,
you know, played a ton.
Donovan Mitchell's going to be in it. DeMarcus Cousins, Andre Drummond is going to be in it. You really need
Andre Drummond again.
Right,
lacks star power.
Yeah, you really need LeBron. I don't think LeBron plays video games.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's in it. Like, so it's, you know, I appreciate the effort.
Like, would you watch Yuta's team?
No. I would not watch Yuta's team. I would watch Ja Morant, though.
All day long, you
like,
would. Again,
like,
got to have some star power before him.
Jaren Jackson Jr. I would care. Watch. I'm sure Ja or Jaren will be in this, don't you think? They should be.
From the tweets, Ja is pretty terrible. He said he sucks.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that he's going to be to the level that you need.
Well, can I give you a gripe about...
There's also some sports going on over at Ketchum Lake. You can go fishing right now.
Can I give you a... It's a wasteland out here.
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Can I give you a gripe about 2K online play, though?
We still haven't done it, so go ahead. I'll be interested to hear it.
Well, so
I don't put CJ online. I didn't play there. He just plays it.
I'm the definition of mediocre.
You're
online,
terrible.
Right?
Okay, just mediocre. Like Ja. Just like Ja.
But I will say the problem is that I actually play defense online. Like, I guard the player with the ball. I don't.
You don't switch off?
No, I play on ball defense, and I don't let the computer do that because I think that's cheating. I think it's game in the system. But everybody I play, they play off ball defense.
Yes, you switch. You the only one out here trying to be Mr. Hero, trying to play defense and telling everybody else you ain't playing right because you didn't stand and because you didn't play defense the whole time.
Well, that's
everybody else switches off.
But the computer is better at defending.
Correct, and you get off, especially if you're in a place where it's recovery time. If it's recovery, you're trying to recover on a play, you're going to switch off and get somebody that's still active in the play.
Of course you're going to recover.
You lose so much.
Yes,
like, even I know that.
Of course you're going to recover.
As
but
an
I'm
old
saying,
gamer.
When okay, so let's say like I'm playing.
John's still at half court. The guy didn't got by him. He's like, well, that's my man.
Let's say
of course you're losing on there.
I'm going to switch if I get beat. But I'm saying, let's say I'm the Dallas Mavericks, okay? Because that's one of my favorite teams of all time.
We know. We think it's your favorite overall.
And let's say that I'm playing the Portland Trailblazers, okay? I got Luka guarding Damian Lillard.
Okay.
So Damian Lillard brings ball up, and I'm Luka.
Shook him up.
And I'm guarding him. No, I'm still guarding him.
He got past your slow white tail.
Right. And so I make it hard for him. But on the other side, right, when Luka brings the ball up, the guy I'm playing online doesn't play as Damian Lillard. He plays as Hassan Whiteside in the post. And the computer plays tougher defense on 2K20. Luka Doncic would be able to absolutely body Damian Lillard. But because it's a computer, it's a computer-generated defense, whatever, I can't get by him because he's more physical than he otherwise would have been if the user was guarding him. The user wouldn't know which way I'm going. I just think it's a cheap way to play. I think it's a really cheap way to play. That's my opinion.
Sounds like you suck.
No, I don't.
And it doesn't sound like you wouldn't be invited to play in this tournament. You wouldn't even be invited to watch because it sounds to me like you the only decent you are is on Madden. Stay away from 2K20. And from the NBA. Doesn't sound like you're any good.
I'm good at Madden.
You said all the things that sorry dudes say.
Everything
that you just said right there is what sorry people say.
I'm good at a game called Dead by Daylight. I'm great at that game. You know, that's a game where you're in this maze and you have to
you forgot to tell him Mario Brothers Odyssey too. You're good
great
at
that game. Yeah. I beat the hell out of that
Luigi's Castle.
Luigi's Mansion I got stuck on.
Yeah, we see the kind of games you're good at.
I got stuck on that one. They're coming out with a Paper Mario for the Switch.
I could see you crying after Damian Lillard's gone past you for the 100th time and you're still just standing there, won't even switch off, try to get the block.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
You're like, but you're not holding me when I want to go past you. I quit.
And
that's what you do? You get out? I imagine imagine it's exploding, the online, the server. How is it even staying with all these people?
It's still fine. I mean, I haven't noticed any kind of difference.
No lag with all the people on?
No lag.
All right. Well, older
folks you don't let CJ online because of the
We don't do the online even though I have the
Switch
membership.
But you have a Switch.
Yeah, I haven't experienced
it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.